What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're about to listen to a podcast full of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Sorry, we have some furniture moving going on. It's time for an Adventure Through Odyssey. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Adventures Through Odyssey podcast, Odyssey Revisited, special edition. I'm Will here with John, who I managed to yank away from bar prep to discuss this week's new episode, As Far As It Depends on Me, which I didn't realize was a Bible verse reference until the end. But I did want to talk about something that happened on the official podcast. Normally, we would hold this off for our monthly roundup, but by the time we get to that, it will be neck deep in the episode they were talking about. So in the episode, it was Paul McCusker, Steve Harris, I think, and one other person, and Townsend Coleman to talk about what they're doing with Eugene. So what they've done is Townsend Coleman, who voices Jason, recorded all of Eugene's lines, and they're using voice cloning software.
Yeah. I mean, have they indicated whether this is... I mean, hopefully they got permission from the estate.
Here's the thing. When Will Ryan was in the hospital, he said he wanted the character of Eugene to continue, even if that means he was in a car accident that messed up his voice and, like, broke his thumb so he couldn't play his ukulele anymore. You know, Will Ryan does all the ukulele stuff. They did not do anything like that, but he wanted the character to continue. So they're honoring that legacy now. With how the writer's strike is going, I don't want this to turn into that for every animated character, but that's not really the point. And the language changed a lot in this episode, where in the past it's been, you know, this is kind of our goodbye to Eugene. Now they're, like, saying this is our goodbye to Will Ryan.
Interesting.
So it kind of sounds like they're doing that. Please go ahead.
To me, that makes it sound like what they're going to do is have Eugene go away for a while, and then they're going to come back with a recasted Eugene.
Right, or they're just going to keep using Townsend Coleman and voice cloning, which I'll get to in a second, because they did play a Next Time clip and we heard some of it. They did say, you know, there's another character in the episode you'd think we did this for, but you won't believe that we actually didn't. Meaning they found a great voice clone of Bernard. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't think, I mean, here's the weird, like, Bernard, like, the guy who voiced Bernard just sounds like Bernard in real life.
Yes.
I don't know what Will Ryan sounded like in real life. I don't know if he had a
slightly gruffer Eugene.
Yeah, and so a part of me is kind of like, in my head, I'm kind of like, I don't know if that, I mean, you just have to watch someone who was a fan of the Partridge Family growing up and, like, find someone to, like.
I was about to say, I wonder if they found him in, like, a Partridge Family tribute band or something.
Yeah.
But, so I just found that interesting. They play a quick Next Time clip of something's going on, and the big thing is Jules and Buck are discussing whether or not to hide their relationship. And we hear Connie say no, and then Eugene say no. I think those were two different clips. Now, it's notable, Eugene is clearly over Zoom or something, which I'm assuming is to kind of help disguise the... I'm sure the voice will sound fine, but the slight offness of it. So, look, the SAG strike has begun, and I feel like this is part of what they're striking over.
Well, I feel like it's a... Okay. If Odyssey starts doing this with all the characters, I would say, yeah, it's a similar weird, like, AI thing. I get this is, like, a kind of difficult situation.
Right. As I have said, I am fine with it as a goodbye. I do hope if they bring Eugene back, it's another voice actor and not just, here's Townsend Coleman reading the lines and we used voice cloning software.
I agree. I mean, that makes me think they might, because they're still going ahead with this big episode.
Yes.
What they may try to do is see if they can find a voice to, like, if not cast someone who's similar.
Right.
You know, and then Eugene, he can come back in, like, Eugene as a kid can come back in, like, 2 or 3 years. Maybe a year, I don't know how long. They to give him some rest and then, like, reincorporate some new voice actor.
I fully agree. So we'll see how this goes, but them changing the phrasing to goodbye to Eugene and goodbye to Will Ryan was just interesting. So yeah. I'm just saying, at this point, does that mean when Katie Lee leaves the show, Shona's going to record all of Connie's lines?
I think Connie's a fundamentally harder character. Even if Eugene has more relevancy right now to plot stuff, Eugene, like, Connie, I don't know if Connie's ever been less relevant in terms of everything.
That's probably very true.
But I think that's a fundamentally harder character to replace. I mean, Eugene was gone with it for, like, you know, what was it? Like, probably 3 to 5 years in the span of, like, the show running.
Yes.
Just, like, not there. And so I don't think it's... I don't know if that... I think it was probably something akin to that. Even, maybe a little shorter. And so it's not... You know, he came in, later, as in, like, an album later than Connie. But I mean, like, I think there's a different, like, vibe. Where I think you could keep going with Odyssey without Eugene if you really needed to. I think Connie would have a weird gap.
I absolutely agree. I just wanted to bring that up because I found it very interesting how they talked about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're coming to that in 8 days now. The countdown is on. So we're recording this Wednesday before the Susu and Emily episode airs. But anyway, we're going to talk about this week, the first episode of the album, As Far As It Depends on Me. Penny gets a phone call from Dr. Trask's estate that changes her life.
That's a bad description.
I know, but I couldn't find one on the wiki, so I just kind of made one up. Okay, so when they
Feels like... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you can start.
You go.
Okay. So when they first announced this, I thought, I don't know if I really want an episode of Penny's dark past coming to haunt her. So I kind of liked the direction this episode went in.
Well, sure. But again, this feels like such a weird episode for kids. Like, when you think of your demo audience, first off, I hate to say it, I don't know how many kids are remembering who Mr. Trask was. Because, let me say this, it's such a weird... When was the Green Ring Conspiracy? Like, well, how many years ago?
The show
came back
in 2010, it was 2011 or 2012.
Right. It's been, like, 10 years in real life. And, like, I hate to say it, I think the time to do such an episode has somewhat passed, especially if you're not going to actually have Trask in it.
I do agree. That element felt weird. Like, I was even listening to it thinking, oh yeah, this has been a hot minute.
Yeah, and so, because here's the thing, the story, it does, like, it is a interesting, well-done story. You know, I think the wedding, the married dynamic between Eugene and Penny, Wooten and Penny is weird.
There's an alternate universe comic they could write.
Like, it's a good message, but it's like, I don't know, their dynamic's always a little odd.
I do agree. We'll get to this in a minute. I feel like Wooten's message made more sense the second time they did it.
Yeah. And, like, the thing is, it's weird. Unless they plan to have this woman come back, which is maybe something they're setting up, where, like, she is somehow going to interact with a character or some, like, another character or something. Because it's, like, I don't think it's bad to have a character, like, be like, no, I can't forgive him.
Agreed.
Like, because that is hard, and I think it's an interesting, like, switch with the mother and the daughter and everything with that. But it's just, like, such a weird episode with, like, the setup. But we're setting up with Mr. Trask, who we haven't heard from in 10 years. He's not in the episode. It's with his mother and sister, and they have this weird dynamic going on. It's about Penny feeling bitter about it, but not... Which actually, she kind of has a reason to be a little angry if she was, I don't think, like, forever, and I think that's part of it, to, like, take the pic, like, that he was counterfeiting her pictures.
Yeah, so I was going to say that. So the episode starts with, okay, Penny's a little bit in denial, but I get it. You know, she doesn't have to bring this up all the time. Then we just find out Trask was going full Madarame and stealing his pupil's art.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know the reference. Hopefully it's not anything that's inappropriate for ages 8 to 12.
Yeah. Debatable.
Okay, what is it?
It's Persona 5.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay. That's rated mature, Will. First, video games itself, not allowed on the Odyssey forums. So first, you got any mention of a video game, it's out. And then you're doing an M-rated video game, Will?
Well, I'm just saying it was eerily similar.
Eerily similar?
There was a hidden room behind the wall.
Okay, regardless.
Yeah, so moving on. A couple of notes. Penny screaming, I'm going to stop the spread. Interesting wording decision.
Yeah.
So there was that. I would also say this. It is another single-part episode that is bursting at the seams of content to the point where when it ends, you feel like there should have been 5 more minutes.
I feel like it's hard, right? Because I feel like, and I think oftentimes they do a decent job with Wooten and Penny. I think it's hit or miss. I think you get either a really good Wooten and Penny episode or a pretty kind of mediocre Wooten and Penny episode.
Yeah, I said on our Threads
this is like
account,
a weird...
that this is the best standalone Penny episode because she, in a while, because she's not overtaken by her parents or some ancillary character.
Well, that's true. In terms of her character, she gets a lot of time to shine. But I would, my whole thing is, I don't know what a kid would relate to in here. It's all adults, which, I mean, Odyssey does all adults, and that's fine. But it's, like, not, like, particularly funny. Like, there's very little humor in it, except at the beginning with, like, the animal thing. That yeah, they're, so like, joking about. It's about, like, embittered parents and, like, siblings. Like, where it's, like, it's not even like at their level, like the sibling thing, it's like maybe, but it's like it ends with that her being like, I can't forgive him, and it's like kind of heavy. So I mean, it's a good episode, but I'm kind of like, I don't know if a kid is going to enjoy this episode.
Well, someone pointed out to me that it's possible this episode is kind of about what to do as a family after a traumatic experience and people responding to it differently. Because I would just like to remind everyone, we're basically at 3 years since everyone things started reopening after the pandemic. And I'm saying this because I think there are a lot of people who iced out family members because they re-entered society at a different time than they did or something. And I'm not saying this is a direct parallel, but I get why that might be something kids are a little more relating to at the moment.
Maybe, but then I think they should have been like, give it a situation a kid can relate to, because they keep talking about like Dr. Trask betrayed me, and he did, but I also am like, that's a long time ago. Like, I hate to say it, the 8 to 12 year old demographic that is watching this, I mean, we want more like flashbacks and stuff to encourage Odyssey, but I'm like, I just don't know. It's such a weird pull. Like, even I had to be like, Dr. Trask. And then be like, oh, it's the guy who betrayed her in the Green Ring conspiracy. Which, I mean, is an interesting pull, I think, if they were going to bring his character back. Like, pull, like, a whole, like, Richard Maxwell thing where he gets, like, released or something.
That is true. Yeah, so what I should have circled back to this right away. So, you know, I said the first time Wooten gives the message is not as strong as the second time he does. And I mean that by the first time it kind of sounds like, Penny, I know Dr. Trask was trying to steal your artwork, but you should really forgive him. Now, and that's how I read it. The second time it's more, you shouldn't let these people rile you up. Which I think was a better message to take away from the episode.
Yeah.
So
I agree. I think that's fair.
Also, can I just say, I could have totally seen this being a Whit and Janna episode at one point.
Yeah. If they brought Janna back.
Well, they just put new artwork of her on the Instagram page.
Did they?
They did.
Oh, I mean,
she kind of looks like could a just mean Karen, but
here's the thing. I think it'll probably be fine, right? Like, I think it'll probably all be fine. It'll probably all be pretty interesting, but
right. Yeah, so I was going to say that. So the thing to me about this episode is, I think as an adult, it rings well. If I were a kid, I would definitely consider this one of the skippable ones.
Yeah, I think that's just what I mean, is sometimes it's like, I, you know, there is an older, obviously, as we're talking about it, audience to this type of stuff. But sometimes I just listen to an episode and I'm like, well, that was interesting, like pretty, you know, well done. But I'm like, I also think as a kid, I would have been like, what's going on here?
I think a really good example for me was Father's Day, where that episode is like this really kind of depressing episode about Connie's dad being a jerk.
Yeah.
And like, as an adult, it rings better. But as a kid, you know, I think that's one that comes right after Harlow Doyle, Private Eye. And it is just wacky adventures, dark seriousness. So
yeah, here's the thing. What I'm interested in, I don't know if they just like don't feel like Wooten and Penny should be like club characters, because they don't do they often appear in the club?
Yeah, maybe they do. I would say 50-50. I would say a lot of the really good Wooten and Penny parent episodes have been club episodes.
It's interesting. I guess they're doing it. I can't tell they're doing it because they want to do something maybe with that. I kind of doubt they're going to do anything else. Or they're like, well, this is technically, like, it's like one of those long-term things that, like, concludes, like, the Green Ring conspiracy saga. Like, it's like the whole thing with, like, Buck's, boss lineage or father figure. Yeah. It's like, that's, like, technically, like, a Green Ring conspiracy wrap-up sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, with Skint?
Yes.
And so it's like, that's like the thought that it's like, well, this is like plot relevant, so it needs to be included. Which is fine. I was just like, this is like interesting, but it is just a little, I don't know.
I fully agree with that. So, I'm just double checking my notes so I don't forget anything. No, I think that covers everything we talked about. Right. I think it's a fine episode. I don't know if it's because we have the Eugene stuff looming that just kind of felt like, okay, let's get to the next one. But no, yeah. I think it's I think it's actually the best Wooten and Penny episode in a long time. It's certainly the best Penny episode in a while. Because it is the first time in a while where it feels like she's not written like a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
Penny is an interesting character. I'll say this. In the sense where they did write this. I don't think she acts like a child. But it's like supposed to definitely be like a more juvenile. I mean, Wooten is a more juvenile character. But he also has like this serious side that can pop up.
Right.
I think they don't want you, like, Wooten and Penny be the same person, so they don't really let Penny have as much of a serious side. And so it's weird because it's, like, they want to keep her character, but it is, like, right, you run into the same kind of, like, issues or vibes as, like, you know, with her character. It's, like, what they had to do, dang it. You get made me think of Jaina, or what's her name? Jaina. What's the... No. Yeah. But who's the person who turned out to be a spy?
Monty?
No, the woman who just happened, who's now going after Jason.
Oh, Jillian.
You shot Jillian out of my head by bringing up another J character. And so... I don't know. Jillian might be with a G. I don't know.
It's with a J.
Okay. But, like, they had to, like, literally say I was faking it all. I think Odyssey does have a thing where they really like to keep their characters the same. Like personality. They're like, well, this is, like, how they are. And that's not bad. I mean, Odyssey is weird because sometimes it's like a status quo show and sometimes they're having like big things are happening. But even then, it's like the characters are going to keep having the same kind of personalities.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. I think that wraps it up. Next week will be the Susu and Emily episode that might be combined with Best Is Yet to Come Part 1, depending on how bar stuff plays out for John, but I'll probably post a quick thoughts video on it just so we have some content. Join us on Threads.
Yay.
And our Instagram page. Although my car drove itself into a ditch because I downloaded Threads, so, you know, figure that one out.
Will has a Tesla. That's a joke about Twitter.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Anyway.
Tesla.
Yes. I'm Will.
I'm John.
We'll see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.